This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Recession jitters have hit Wall Street once again. AP correspondent Norman Hall has the story.
Wall Street lost more ground on worries that a still strong U.S. jobs market may actually make a recession more likely. The S&P fell 2.8% after the government said employers hired more workers last month than expected. The Dow and the Nasdaq also fell sharply and Treasury yields rose. Markets are worried the Federal Reserve could see the jobs report as proof the economy hasn't slowed enough yet to get inflation under control. That could clear the way for continued aggressive hikes to interest rates, something that risks causing a recession if done too severely. I'm Norman Hall.
Thailand's Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha visited a daycare center in the country's northeast region on Friday to pay respects to the dozens of children and others who were killed there the day before. Residents of the industrial town of Bakhmut in Ukraine scrambled across a bridge Friday blown up to slow the Russian advance. Russian forces said Friday they had captured ground in the area. It was their first claim of new gains after Kyiv grabbed momentum with a counteroffensive. Russian officials on Friday hailed Vladimir Putin on his 70th birthday, praising him for his role in modern Russian history. Putin held an informal meeting with members of the Commonwealth of Independent States. That's an organization made up of post-Soviet countries. Voters in the southern African kingdom of Lesotho cast ballots Friday in parliamentary elections. Hopes are low that the outcome will end Lesotho's long-running political gridlock. And former South African President Jacob Zuma has been set free following the end of his prison sentence for contempt of court. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran said Friday an investigation into the death in custody of Mahsa Amini found she died of illness rather than reported beatings that sparked 3 weeks of bloody protests. Amini died on September 16th. She was 22 years old. That was 3 days after she fell into a coma following her arrest by Iran's morality police for allegedly breaching the Islamic Republic's strict dress code for women. Anger over her death has triggered the biggest wave of protests to rock Iran in almost 3 years, and a crackdown that has killed dozens of protesters and seen scores arrested. People on Florida's Gulf Coast barrier islands are returning to assess the damage from Hurricane Ian. AP's Ed Donahue has the story.
Pamela Brisland and her husband stayed through the storm on Sanibel Island, but it's the aftermath that haunts her. She checked on a neighbor who was crying. Her husband had died.
They had put him on a picnic table and wrapped him up, and she was waiting and alone, so I sat with her for a few hours until the police arrived.
At one point, there was a fire in the neighborhood.
I looked back, and all I could see where my house was a wall of flames. So I was seeing the, 50 feet. It was just an inferno.
It was not Brislin's house that burned. She says the damage there is not devastating.
Devastating is when you lose a child. Devastating is when you lose your spouse in an accident. We're fine.
Brislin is just trying to get things cleaned out. I'm Ed Donahue.
Prosecutors in the trial of five Oath Keepers members on Friday showed a jury fresh evidence that the right-wing militia group's founder, Stuart Rhodes, told his followers ahead of last year's U.S. Capitol building attack that there would be a bloody war if then-President Donald Trump failed to reverse his 2020 election loss. In numerous text messages, online postings, and speeches shown as evidence, Rhodes promoted the use of force and implored Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act, a 19th-century U.S. law that empowers presidents to deploy troops to quell civil unrest. Rhodes and his four co-defendants are on trial on felony charges, including seditious conspiracy. A second set of Oath Keeper defendants accused of being part of the same conspiracy are slated to go to trial in November. And U.S. President Joe Biden's administration released a new Arctic strategy on Friday as the strategically and environmentally important region suffers worsening effects from climate change and sees increased international competition. You can find more on that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.